Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from legendary jazz drummer, cool cat, and teacher Michael Carvin, we welcome you to a new hour of Neon Jazz with the tune The Lamp Is Low from the 2006 CD Marsalis Music Honors Michael Carvin. From the heart of Houston, Texas, Michael has honed a very unique talent and technique over his long tenure in jazz. His technical mastery has given him the ability to handle any musical situation and to skillfully pass on his knowledge of that instrument to a huge number of students internationally and in America. His music journey began when he was 6, and his father opened the door for him as one of the top musicians in the Houston area. By the age of 12, he began playing professionally and won the first of 5 consecutive Texas Rudimentary Championships. From there, he spent 2 years as a staff drummer with Motown Records, and he also had plenty of work with studio and television work on the West Coast. And from that point, he would go on to define his jazz lore with associations with cats like Freddie Hubbard, Dizzy Gillespie, Dexter Gordon, Jackie McLean, Hank Jones, Hampton Hawes, Alice Coltrane, Bobby Watson, and that list just continues to go on. And he aligned himself with the finest in the business, and he knew how to define things. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about how unique we all are.
This is what I tell him. I say, look, guys, here's a theory that I believe in. I don't know if you believe in it or not, but I believe in it. And the theory is this. The FBI can lift your fingerprint off a glass sitting on the counter of on a bar, right? And they can track you down anywhere on the face of this earth, right? So if you buy into that, which I buy into it 1,000%, then that means you special. That means you're so special that nobody else on the face of this earth has your fingerprint.
To this very day, he is one of the world's most respected drum teachers and continues to captivate the world with his music that is some of the finest ever etched. Great to have Mr. Michael Carvin on the program. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that celebrates America's finest invention each and every day. From the birth of the cool with Charlie Parker to the cool of Herman Mahari right now, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to roll with all of that groovy jazz, baby. From the Michael Carvin Experience, we give you one more from the legend. Here he is in 2014 with the tune In Walked Bud off his CD called Flash Forward. Thank you.
everyone. This is Michael Carvin. You've been listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino. To all of you great Joe fans out there and jazz fans, please keep supporting the music. We love you, and jazz love you, and Joe love you. I'm Michael Carvin. Thanks a lot. Have a nice life.
New York City cellist and composer Eric Friedlander with the tune Consternation off his 2006 CD, Quake. His real arc in the jazz world has been drawn by his work with sax man and composer John Zorn. He's a seasoned cat of the New York City experimental downtown scene and he got his start by growing up in a home filled with art and music. His dad is Lee, a cover photographer for the Atlantic Records. And he began playing guitar at the age of 6 and added the cello 2 years later. Along with the jazz, he's worked with Courtney Love and Alanis Morissette in the pop world, and he is a member of the jazz fusion quartet called Topaz. Before we get into our next full track, I want to play some local live music from the downtown Kansas City venue. It's a great one, the Green Lady Lounge. This is from Vibes man Peter Schlamm and new KC pianist Matt Villinger. They were laying down some seriously smoking music on November 6, 2015. So as you listen to them, we will segue into Peter Schlamm's tasty 2014 album Tinks. This is his track REL.
And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Cuban composer and jazz pianist Alfredo Rodriguez with the 2014 tune The Invasion Parade. He was always well-trained on the piano, and in 2006 he was selected as one of the 12 pianists from around the entire world to perform at the Montreux Jazz Festival. Music producer Quincy Jones noticed him there and began working with him. In 2009, Alfredo left his family and country of Cuba and began his pursuit of a career in music in the U.S. Since that time, he has played at countless festivals all over the world and with countless quality jazz cats. From the cool 1958 album Live at Chicago's Pershing Hotel, here is the always cool Ahmad Jamal at the Jazz Keys recording his very first live album with the song Too Late Now.
Thank you. this is Charles Tolliver. Keep swinging with Neon Jazz and Joe Dimino.
That was pianist and arranger Billy Maxted with his Manhattan Jazz Band with the 1966 song Mama off his LP Maxted Makes It. Billy's jazz walk began while playing and arranging for Red Nichols and his big band from 1937 to 1940. From there, he worked with Teddy Powell and Will Bradley. And after serving in the Navy, he was an arranger for Benny Goodman and Claude Thornhill, and he co-led a band with Ray Eberle. This cat has one distinctive sound. Live from the Detroit Jazz Festival in 2014, this is the third incarnation of the Mack Avenue Superband, and it features an all-star ensemble of band leaders out of that Motor City Jazz label. Here's the tune First to Fame live at the Detroit Jazz Festival.
Hey, I'm Mark Juliana from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was cornetist and one of the originators of Chicago jazz, Jimmy McPartland, with the 1956 song There'll Be Some Changes Made off his Dixieland LP. Over a career that has treated him well, he has worked with Eddie Condon, Art Hodes, Gene Krupa, Benny Goodman, Jack Teagarden, Tommy Dorsey, and many other jazz vets, often leading his own bands. So, family problems caused Jimmy and his siblings to be partly raised in orphanages, and after all the trouble that he got into during that point of his life, it was music that saved him. He started the violin at the age of 5, took up the cornet at the age of 15, and yes, he was married to Marion McPartland. Even after their divorce in 1970, they continued to work together. They stayed friends, and they actually remarried just a few weeks before his death in 1991 to lung cancer, and it was just 2 days before Jimmy's 84th birthday. From the talented jazz outfit called the Blue Notes, here is the 1962 tune, Don't Worry About Me.
Thank you. Ordinal.
That was the duo of Kevin Brown and Tim Byrne with the 2011 song Brainwashing off their CD Dolls and Guns. So our final jazz shout on this hour of Neon Jazz comes from a jazz cat right out of Hamburg, Missouri. We're going to stay in the 1960s here. Here's Ralph Sutton with the 1963 tune Sunday Morning Blues off his Ragtime USA CD. So after World War II, he played in spots around Missouri and then moved on to Greenwich Village with the great Eddie Condon and for the bright lights of New York City. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a powerful broadcast voice from Missouri, but heard worldwide, baby, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Joey!
That's right. Like what you heard, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Love your feedback, song suggestions. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.